Here in Australia, our national identity is tied to the bush and the wide brown land we live in. Yet big cities are firmly on the agenda of local, state and now federal government. Malcolm Turnbull made that clear when he appointed a federal minister for cities, Jamie Briggs.
We often overlook the fact that livable cities, efficient, productive cities, the environment of cities, are economic assets.
Prime Minister, how do you make cities then more efficient, productive and livable? Our next guest says part of the answer lies in collating a lot of data and analysing it with very powerful computers. Mike Batty is Professor of Planning at the University College of London. He created the Centre for Advanced Spatial Analysis and he's a pioneer in using computers to model urban systems. He was awarded the 2013 Valtran Lud Prize, often referred to as the Nobel for Geography. Mike Batty is currently in Australia. He's speaking with James Carlton.
Professor, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning.
You're in Melbourne to deliver tonight's Oran Lecture, Future Cities, the Good, the Bad and the Ugly. May I ask, no names, for you to give a description simply of a bad and ugly system?
Well, bad and ugly systems tend to be... Bad and ugly cities really tend to be ones that really are perhaps efficient, but they increase inequality. So a good deal of what's happening in cities at the moment is actually increasing inequality, polarization in this sense. But at the same time, cities are getting more efficient because we're actually using big data. We're using new sets of data, which are collected in real time, to actually get a handle on how to understand them. So the bad and the ugly, in some sense, really relate to all the bad things about information technologies and the bad things that are increasing polarization, a variety of things such as the house price bubbles in major cities around the world, etc., are really part of the bad and the ugly. And in some senses, these are being exacerbated by new information technologies, by the fact that we can see this data. But at the same time, some of these new information technologies are actually increasing efficiency in cities.
Interesting. So cities can be more efficient, more profitable, and worse.
Absolutely, absolutely. To some extent, of course, that's not a new sort of perception or interpretation. It's been true, I think, of cities ever since we began to think about them over the last 100, 150 years or so.
And tell me, how can so-called big data and computers make bad cities good?
Well, one of the obvious areas of automation in cities is transportation, particularly public transportation. Now, we in London have the equivalent of what you have here in Melbourne, for example, the Mikey card, which enables people to record their journeys. It's basically the fare-paying card, so that one can improve the access to the system. We have the Oyster card, basically, which is very similar. And about 85% of travellers on all public transport in central in London, in Greater London, are using this card because it's actually cheaper to use the card than to actually buy single tickets and so on. Nevertheless, this data records all of these patterns, that all of these transportation movements that in the past we really found very difficult to actually record. Now, one of the key things about a transportation system is certainly one such as a tube system or a subway system and even a rail system, an overground rail, is disruptions. And in London, we have many, many disruptions. They close tube stations, for example, for overcrowding. There are many signal failures. It's a very complicated system. And of course, if we know where people are going to and from, we can then actually begin to think about solving some of these problems of disruption and informing them better. Now, that's one way in which we can improve efficiency. We also have big data on where the positions of the trains are. So we have the demand and the supply, really, from two data sets. And one of the big challenges is joining them together. And this is giving us a very different picture of a transportation system and how we might be able to improve it in some sense.
What other areas, apart from transport, can computers be?
Well, one of the big areas, and of course we're generating this data ourselves in real time, all the time, through our mobile phones, etc. Clearly in transport we have the smart card, the Oyster card or the Mikey card to do this, but there's lots of situations in which we're using mobile phones to actually interact with each other and so on. So big data is being created just by our interactions in some sense. One of the areas where there's been big data for a very long time is in terms of large retailing chains. The point of sale data that's collected and then used by marketing companies to target you is essentially big data.
So how might the mobile phone data be used by planners and governments to make cities better?
Okay, well, mobile phone data, of course, we can do lots of things with mobile phone data in some senses. And some of the big challenges are working out the kind of social networks that really imply the use of mobile phone data. One of the things that is being done is that when we make telephone calls at certain points with our mobiles during the day or night, we can actually begin to figure out where people live and where they work and what kind of things they're doing. And in the past, of course, it was extremely expensive to collect this data. You had to do a household survey, an interview, etc., a bit like the traditional census in that sense. But, of course, with mobile phone data, we're creating this data all the time. And so there's quite a lot of research which is associated with making sense of this mobile phone data. Some of the more hairy aspects of this are to look at what people are tweeting, etc. It's very difficult, I think, from Twitter to actually figure out the content, etc. But we can find out the locations of people and how they move through the city in this sense. And that, combined with a lot of this other data that's being created, is giving us a new understanding and hopefully a better way of actually managing and planning the system in this sense, planning the city.
Professor Mike Batty, thank you very much. All the best for your lecture tonight.
Thank you very much.
Mike Batty, it's amazing, isn't it? All this big data being used in whole lots of ways that most of us had no idea of, but hopefully it's only going to improve our lives and not have any downside, but I'm sure that's not true either. Nevertheless, that's Mike Batty, Professor of Planning at the University College of London. He was speaking with James Carlton.